Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, June 17th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Railroad repair by a Christian relief group makes a giant step forward in war-torn DRC. Southern Baptists vote to leave the World Alliance. And Book of Hope celebrates God's blessing. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, the Democratic Republic of Congo continues its struggle to recover from a five-year civil war. One priority was restoring 300 miles of railway between the Manea province and the Katanga province. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says they're nearing completion of their six-month project.
What the railroad will do is restore not only transportation, but it will restore hope. It'll also restore and revitalize the economy. Food for the Hungry was granted $1 million by USAID and is helping restore a vital link.
Dutch says this is the hands-on sharing of the gospel.
Working alongside every day, I mean, you can't help but share the gospel. And what a great opportunity we have to work right alongside the individuals and families that have been destroyed by the war, and they have lost hope.
Meanwhile, Southern Baptists at their annual meeting have severed ties with the Baptist World Alliance. They accuse the BWA of becoming too liberal in theology, particularly with the issue of homosexuality and marriage. Another U.S. member of the group refuted the accusation. However, BWA's General Secretary, Denton Lotz, says the situation is a bad model for the international church.
We believe a monogamous relationship between man and woman is the basis of marriage. So to suddenly bring this up as an issue is going to shock the Baptists of the world. But, I mean, that's not even on the agenda of most Baptists of the world because it's a Western agenda.
Lott says the infighting is part of a spiritual battle aimed at distracting mission vision.
Well, I think we need to pray for unity. This is what's happening across the denominations. Many evangelical groups are experiencing division, and it's like in a family when a husband and wife divorce, the children suffer. So we don't want missions to suffer overseas from this tragic split.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This week marks a 17-year milestone for Book of Hope. Executive Director Rob Hoskins.
We will hand out our 250 millionth Book of Hope to a child in Ghana. That's 104 countries and about 60 different languages. Really, we've been amazed not only at the growth of the numbers of gospel portions we've been able to give to kids in public schools, but also to see the diversity of places.
Hoskins says this milestone is a catalyst for potential ministry. Book of Hope combines the gospels in chronological order and features a clear plan of salvation at the end. Often teams are asked to explain the gospel to children. Hoskins says that's what they're about.
Our vision is every child, to reach every child in the world with God's word. And so we are looking to put it in every language where children can read. We're talking about a massive job that's still ahead of us. We're talking about 2.1 billion under the age of 18 around the world that we believe is our mission statement.
Next, Chinese Christians fear for the life of arrested house church leader Zhu Shuangfu. His whereabouts and condition are still unknown. Zhu was arrested back in May, and since then, family members have not been able to visit him. Voice of the Martyrs Canada sources report that the case against him is being handled as a national security rather than a religious affairs case. If Zhu is convicted of leading a so-called evil cult and sharing the gospel, then he could face the death penalty. And Evangelical Baptist Mission is touching lives in Argentina. EBM President Dr. Paul Jackson is teaching some classes at the Bible Institute in Buenos Aires and visiting EBM churches that have been planted. The New Life Baptist Church in Balcarce was dedicated this month and is searching for a pastor to share the gospel. EBM is active in training young people at the Institute to carry on God's work in a country that finds its people dissatisfied with the traditional church and looking for change. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.